This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
1320 WILS. Great to have you here on this Wednesday, 27 now, but we're getting warmer each day. A high of 33 tomorrow, up into the 40s on Friday, 48, and then 50s this weekend. Fantastic. Well, if you've been watching mainstream media, which I do when I get home, not for the news, but to watch how they cover it, which is fascinating in itself. It seems like they can't wait, and they are hoping and praying for some kind of an impeachment against President Trump. Not sure if they'll get their wish, but let's talk about the way the media is covering the president. Kerry Lutz is with us. He's an author, many books, including Viral Podcasting, How to Earn a Six-Figure Income from Your Podcast. He's an expert on the economy and extensive experience in computers and computing platforms, and is a broadcaster himself, having a show at WBZT in West Palm Beach, Florida. Kerry, great to have you on WILS.
Hey, Michael. Hey, thank you so much for having me on.
Now, how'd you get into radio yourself?
Oh, geez. It was a lifelong journey after four or five different careers. Finally, I got to realize the dream. And here I am.
Yeah. How do you like broadcasting down there in West Palm Beach, Florida?
Oh, it's great. You know, get to do it, talk to people who you'd never talked to in your life, and a network of people around the globe listening to the show. And it's really been the best experience, the best career of my life, and I'm loving every minute of it.
Now, I'm curious about it, because a six-figure income in radio, that's almost unheard of really nowadays. How do you make that kind of money doing podcasting?
Well, you don't just start out, record a show, put it up on iTunes, and then the world beats a path to your door. I mean, there's a chapter in my book. It's basically, if you build it, no one will come. You really have to work on it. I mean, it's you acquire skills that people who've been doing radio know about, and it took them years to acquire. Mm-hmm. And you just keep doing it over and over again, get better and better. And then, because you're not locked into the model of radio, you're able to acquire sponsors for different things. You've got events you can do and many more monetization opportunities that you wouldn't otherwise have in radio, where you kind of have to do what your bosses tell you to do. So it's not an easy road. It's a hard road. You know, there's 350,000 podcasters out there, and the number swells by hundreds of people a day. Yeah. Maybe 1%, 2% of them are making decent money, but if you stick to it and you love it and you're passionate, much like the top radio people, then you have a chance at really succeeding and following your dream and your passion.
These young people that think podcasting, that's essentially like radio, you're a broadcaster just the same. What do you say to them?
Well, yes and no. Yeah, you're a broadcaster, but, you've got to have standards. You have to be a professional, and you have to learn the craft. And, I mean, it's a craft. Right. There's a real skill to it and an art. And, people think, Rush Limbaugh, it's so easy. He just talks. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, try it. Try it for an hour. And, those gaps, those pauses seem to last for days, and all of a sudden you learn, maybe that Rush guy is not such a moron after all, right?
Well, sometimes they talk plenty, but what they're saying is not that interesting also. Kerry Lutz is with us, author of the book Viral Podcasting, and himself a radio broadcaster. He's also the founder of the Financial Survival Network. Kerry, what do you make of, I'm sure you're watching the coverage too, for me it's Fox, of course, CNN, MSNBC, I jump around. And there really is a feeling that they cannot wait. They want this guy impeached so badly. What do you make of the coverage yourself?
Yeah, well, I had a interview recently. It's Trump against the world. The media hates him. His own party hates him. The Democrats hate him. But there's a certain part of the population that loves him. And as long as that remains, it will be near impossible to ever get rid of him.
The media is now excited about Michael Flynn and this connection with the Russians, of course, which they've been continuing to follow. How troublesome do you think this is going to end up being for him?
I think this is a setup of the media more than anything else. I think Trump is playing chess. And the rest of them are playing checkers. Let's see how it shakes out, really. I don't think the full story's out. Let's just see how it unfolds.
We see it's not even him. It's everybody. We got Kellyanne. Kellyanne is an issue. We got Spicer. They don't like the way he's presenting himself. What do you make of the team as a whole, the way the administration's presenting itself?
Okay. Look. By all accounts, by all rights, Trump shouldn't be there now. He shouldn't have been the Republican nomination. He's defied all odds to this point. So, he's in there less than a month. To think that he's failing or that he's in disarray or that he's going to be booted out of there is just pure naivete or wishful thinking on the part of the media and his enemies. The guy is working 20 hours a day. He's so far ahead of them to think that, a couple of bumps in the road. Look, the guy has gone bankrupt however many times he's had companies go bankrupt. To think that a few minor, problems are going to sink his presidency at this point is absurd.
Okay, tell me this, though, Kerry, because we even see Senator McCain now and other Republicans calling for an investigation into this Russian connection specifically. Why do you think Republicans are pursuing the issue themselves?
Well, McCain and Graham are his enemies from the get-go. They've been enemies. Hillary Clinton gave them money. Soros has given McCain and Graham money. You know these are his enemies, and they want him to fail. They're hoping for him to fail. So to think that they would somehow miraculously turn into supporters is kind of ridiculous. They're not going to come out and vote against his cabinet picks. That they're not going to do. But they're behind the scenes trying to sabotage everything he's doing. Let's face it, they're warmongers, they're globalists. They stand for everything that Trump is against. And of course, they're going to be against him.
So I'm curious because you see the news the way it is now, and nothing really, as far as I can tell, nothing really has happened yet. What is the media going to do when there is an actual event, when something serious happens, something that even potentially negative when it comes to the administration? How do you think the public is going to take the reporting at that point?
The public is becoming immune to the media. This isn't the mainstream media. This is the legacy media. They have lost credibility. They're trusted by less and less, fewer and fewer people every day. And pretty soon, they're going to be on the back of the dial. They'll come after the home shopping network. Mm-hmm. In fact, they might even come after the home pornographic networks the way they're going.
Do you watch
dropping these people?
Do you get it? Do you watch CNN or MSNBC? Watch the covers there at all?
Oh, I just, you got to watch it sometimes because you got to know what they're up to. Mm-hmm. I prefer to watch news. I mean, I prefer to read news rather than watch it on television because it's so downright manipulative. I mean, look, the whole intent of televised news is to try to get you to drop your guard and to try to get you to stop, to overcome your reasoning abilities so that they can just implant thoughts in your brain. That's how propaganda works. So when you read, you're able to maintain most of your critical analysis, your critical analytical skills. But when you watch news, when you take in information through images, through pictures on television, you throw in a suffering dog, you throw in some
it affects
kids who
people,
are starving.
But see, Kerry, that's the issue. Yeah. People are ultimately affected. Even with the understanding that a lot of it is hysteria. Do you think it will have an effect on the public on the way they view President Trump?
You know, look, they got to catch him in the act of doing something really bad for that to happen, like Nixon. Short of that, it's going to be a 50-50 country. Half the country is going to hate him. Half the country is going to love him. But if we start to see tax relief, start to see some of his initiatives get through and some successes occur, then the tide will turn and we'll see what happens.
I can only imagine.
The other thing is,
go ahead,
The other thing is there's bad things happening overseas, potential meltdown of the European Union, Frexit, Grexit. Spain is melting down. All of these bad things happening that most Americans don't even know about.
Right, and that's not on the news. The only thing on the news is Donald Trump 24/7, and of course, a lot of it is the ratings. They're having amazing ratings right now because people want to hear about Donald Trump. Kerry Lutz, his book is The Viral Podcasting. Find him online at the Financial Survival Network. That's financialsurvivalnetwork.com. Kerry Lutz, a broadcaster himself at WBZT in West Palm Beach, Florida, where it's probably much nicer than it is here right now. Kerry, great.
Only 85.
85, yeah. We've got a few more months for that. Thank you, Kerry, for joining us in WILS.
Hey, thanks so much.
Yep.